Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good afternoon to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. It's an awesome day here in Jacksonville, Florida. The weather is beautiful outside, and God is at work. He is at work. You know he knows everything concerning you, and God is concerned about you and everything that concerns you. So don't worry. He's in control. Yep, he's in aviation. He's on the ship. Oh, yeah, you know he's out there on the water. There's no place that God is not. So he got your back. Don't you worry. God loves you. He is an amazing friend, an awesome father. God, you know, God is so amazing. I know sometimes we will be worried about this and worried about that. But God said, relax, let go. I got you. We don't have to worry. God is in control. He knows everything about you. Yeah. Don't you know he made your fingerprints? He made everything concerning you. He made your voice in the name of Jesus. He made everything concerning you. So don't worry. God has got you. He has got you. Don't you worry. He's in the steering wheel. He's on the highways. He's in the sky. He's on the ocean. He's on the land. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Did you forget? Yeah, we talk about the Most High God. We ain't talking about your family member. We ain't talking about your friend. We're talking about the Most High God, the one who is omnipotent. Everything is possible to him. You know, the one who created the earth in 6 days, and guess what? He took time to rest. Yeah. He took time to rest, and guess what? We got to rest, too. We can't race here and race there and race here and race there. We got to stop racing everywhere. We got to allow time to get where we got to get and stop racing, because people going 100 miles an hour in a 75-mile zone, a 70-mile zone, you know, oh, yeah, they racing like they're on the 75 Indy Highway. No, cut it out. We got to follow the laws of the land. So welcome to Midweek Bible Study. We come to praise the Lord. We come to honor him. We come to bless him. He is amazing. When I tell you he's an amazing God, I'm telling you, he's still in the blessing business. He still performs miracles today. Today, I'm telling you, not just yesterday. Not just doing Bible time, he still performs miracles today. He is in the miracle business. Yeah, you heard of some people, you know, sick. He's healed them. Yeah, me? Many times. He's healed me many times. He's my great physician. Ain't the doctor? I ain't the nurse? No, not the physician's assistant. It's Dr. Jesus who heals. So don't be amazed. And what you've been praying for, just all of a sudden, it began to happen. So now we're thanking God because he's ordering our steps today. All right, what steps? Our steps in his word, and he is, yes, he is. He is teaching us more and more about his word. He is doing amazing things through his word. We're getting healed. We're getting all kind of things are happening through the word of God, singing him like never before. We are praising him, giving him glory, honor, and thanksgiving. And our scripture today is found in Proverbs chapter 4 or 5. It said, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Proverbs 5 and 7, hear me now therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. God's word is so amazing, so powerful. And guess what? We got to obey it. We can't just pick it up and read it. No, it's meant for us to obey. When you tell the Lord you love him with all your heart, soul, and strength, and then you do like Jonah, that's disobedience. You got to obey him in all things. Don't you worry. He got you covered. He going to help you. Every way we disobey him, he got a cure for that too. He said, okay. All right, Sister G, you disobedient? Uh-uh. No, he got a way of calling you back to obedience. His love is so amazing. He ain't going to let you slip and slide in the mud long. He going to say, okay, enough of that. He ain't going to let you straddle the fence either. You say, well, Lord, I love you today, and then the next day you over here on the other side of the enemy. No, 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 no. So you know what? Along with obeying him, we got to honor him, worship him, praise him, give him glory, give him glory. He deserves all the glory. God's word is awesome and powerful. We got to obey it. God is holy. He's in his holy temple. All the earth keeps silence before him. Let all, he didn't say some of the earth. He said let all the earth praise him, keep silence before him. Let all those who have breath, all is the emphasis on all of those who have breath, praise the Lord. So we got to continually praise him. Let's rejoice as we praise the King of Kings. We have Sister Glory Dean on with us today. She's going to play a song of praise. Sister Lanny had to go somewhere today. She had an appointment. But next Wednesday, we're expecting her back. So we'll keep each other lifted up in prayer. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fine, and I thank the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Good day. Praise God. And it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. God puts out some beautiful days for us. Praise God. With good health and strength. Hallelujah. Well, okay, I'll sing this song. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I had the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, he has made them mine. I have prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding in the vine. Oh, I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding in the vine. Oh, abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, he has made them mine. I have prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding in the vine.
Amen, amen. I love that song, Abiding in the Vine. Yep, hallelujah. We are the branches, and he is the vine. Thank you so much. Beautiful, yep. Beautiful. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. We appreciate praise that God. Wonderful song, Abiding hallelujah. In the Vine. So
amen.
Today is the midweek Bible study. We thank God for each of you. We've been studying Proverbs chapter 4 and chapter 5. Our message title today is Let Your Heart Retain My Words and Keep My Commandments and Live. Let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. So that's how we do. We ask the Lord to keep our heart. Yeah, and remember his words. We got to remember the words of the Lord. They are important. You know, our words important, our friends' words important, our parents, our, you know, relatives. But you know what? God's words supersede all of our words. His words are more important. The Bible says, take this to heart. Do what I tell you and live. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you and live. So we want to live. But we got to do what God tell us. We don't want to live, you know, just barely making it. No, we want to receive all of his blessings in Deuteronomy 28. So don't forget his word. Don't deviate an inch from the word of God. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Throughout Proverbs, Solomon talks about wisdom. He said we should acquire it and cherish it. Even though we get wisdom, which he calls the principal thing, the main thing, but make sure, like twins walk together, get understanding, and because without understanding, wisdom will not benefit. So we got to walk hand in hand with wisdom and understanding. You must have self-discipline to live life to the fullest. You know, if we always distracted, never focused, we're not going to live life to the fullest. If you know, the phone constantly ringing, you constantly talking, TV going, the radio going, the phone ring, all these distractions, we're not going to get the wisdom that we need, because God needs our undivided attention to download wisdom in us. And we can't be still and know that he's God, we're not going to get the wisdom we need. And listen, there are different levels of wisdom. You know, we have wisdom when the wisdom of a child, the wisdom of a teenager, there's a certain level of wisdom there. Then you have wisdom as an adult, young person, a young adult. Then in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, all those wisdoms are at different levels. So wisdom will help you to understand. It will. Wisdom will help you to understand what God is telling you. It will help you to get the knowledge that you need, the understanding. They will help you to know and to use the wisdom you have. Knowledge and understanding will help you to get the wisdom you need. You can attend the most prestigious university. You can learn all kinds of information about your course of study. But if you're not disciplined enough, you will not get, you won't even know how to get a job. You won't know how to fill out the application. You won't be able to, you know, to pass the interview and make a good presentation during the interview. You won't excel in those areas. But if you follow God, you will excel, because he'll give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how to do all these things. If you, you know, when you follow the protocol of God, get to work on time, you clock in, you follow guidelines, go to lunch, you get back at the specified time, you get along with your coworkers, you respect the supervisors, you know, the wisdom is what you need to do all of these things. You must know and do what it takes to get the job. So you got to, you know, continually call on God. You got to continually ask him for what you need. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. Have you asked him for wisdom lately? Lord, I need wisdom on this matter right here. Help me. You know, if you purchase a new car, you got to get the insurance. You need wisdom on which one to choose. You must, you know, do regular maintenance on your car. You got to know where to get it, you know, maintained, how to get the oil changed, rotation of the tires, the filters changed. You got to drive the speed limit. You got to pay the car note. You can have wisdom, but the principle is you must have understanding to keep the vehicle that you got. It says, what if you could stretch your mind to think outside the norm, to look at things another way? Society says that, you know, that you look at things the normal way. But God says that his way is out the box. God doesn't think like human beings. No, he don't think like us. He does not conform to the world's ways. No, and he says he don't want us to conform. He don't want us to conform to religion. He don't want us to conform to man's way of thinking, but he don't want us to conform to, you know, all of these traditions of people, traditions that man make. You know, we have a lot of traditions in the family, a lot of traditions on the job, traditions in the world, but that's not where God wants us to be. He wants us not to conform, but he wants us transformed by the renewing of our mind. Solomon is asking his son, he says, son, I want you to think outside the box, to explore ideas that are not limited or controlled by the rules of tradition. Jesus gave another message when he came to the earth. Jesus had a greater wisdom, a greater knowledge than Solomon, and a greater level of understanding. Jesus' teaching was out of this world. His level of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding was out of the box, out of the ordinary. Jesus came to destroy religion. He came to destroy tradition. The Pharisees were religious, but Jesus saw some things. He saw all things from God's perspective. When change comes, when God said, look, I want you to give up religion. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Do you remember Mother Teresa? She wasn't a religious person, so to speak. She had a relationship with God. She went about doing what God told her to do, and he blessed her. There are some people. There's Martin Luther King. He wasn't a religious man. He was a man who believed in God. He did things outside the box. Jesus did things outside the box. I'm talking about, you know, people expect you to conform to their way. Okay, you go over here, conform, do this. This is the way we do it. No. God don't want us to do it. When change comes, people rebel. They resist and persist on doing the thing, the way things, you know, the way they've always done things. So people continue to do way they, even though, you know, you'd be telling God, I need your help. Show me how to do this. Show me. And then he'll show you. You go like, that ain't God. Because it's out the box. It's out the ordinary. You know, it's not the same business as usual. You go like, well, God, I've been trying to do it. No. I'm always used to doing it this way. No, don't fight against God. Do it his way. It don't seem comfortable to you. It's not the way you've been doing it. You know, God has been getting on me about driving the same route all the time. You know, I get in the car and I drive the same route. He said, no, go a different way. I want to show you some more things about the city. He said, I know you always used to going here, but no, I want you to go here. I want you to go there. And some of those places he sent me are not comfortable. I'm like, ooh, I'm not comfortable here. But that's what he's doing. He's teaching us to think out the box. The way we were taught is not necessarily the way Jesus is teaching us. He's teaching us. He's penetrating our hearts. He's breaking barriers. He's breaking traditions and stubborn ways. You know, you have children and you go like, I can't understand why that child. I done told them 100 times to do this here and do that there, and they still haven't done it yet. Why? Stubbornness. God said, no, you can't do things the way you always doing it, always been doing it. I don't care if you're 95 or 100. I'm teaching you a different way. It's my way. My ways are higher. Let me tell you, I don't even think like you think. My thoughts are even higher than yours. So, you know, we can't even think the same way no more. This is out-the-box thinking. This is not the traditional thinking like we usually think. Jesus thinks out the box. Jesus said, you have been taught never to commit adultery, but I guarantee you that whoever looks at a woman and desires her, or whoever looks at a man and desires him, has committed adultery in their heart already. You've been taught not to do this or that on the Sabbath day, but Jesus was stepped out the box. He went healing on the Sabbath day. Luke 6:27-28, he said, love your enemies. Now, that's out the box. We want to hate those who hate us. We got to step outside the box into Jesus. Jesus is not limited. Think outside. You know, his church wasn't in four walls. No, his church was in the atmosphere out there, outside the walls. That's where his church was. It wasn't limited. His thinking wasn't limited. He said, I know that, you know, you've been taught to hate your enemy. But no, I tell you, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Now, you tell me that's not out the box. That's way out the box. Jesus is not in the box. You can't fit Jesus in a box. No. He said, well, Lord, I prayed this morning and last night. He said, no, I want you to pray 6 times a day today. Set your clock and be intentional. I want you to pray for Ukraine. I want you to pray for Russia 6 times today. And then he may tell somebody else, I want you to pray for the teenagers today. The teenagers. You know, the teenagers, the one that's been getting kidnapped. Do you know yesterday somebody was laying on my doorbell just to ring it? I went to the doorbell. I looked out the window, and it was the fireman. I said, wonder what they doing at my door. I said, well, did my alarm go off and I didn't know it? So I opened the front door, and I talked to him through the storm door. And I said, yes. They said, we can't see you. We need to ask you a question. We're the firemen. I said, okay. So I opened the door. They showed me a flyer of a young man, a teenager. They said, do you know him? Have you seen him before? Have you seen him recently? I said, I've never seen this child before. He was kidnapped. And that same morning, about 1:30, I got those amber alerts, 2 of them. One child had been kidnapped or about 3 blocks from my house. 1:30 in the morning. Why are children outside? Why are their doors not locked at 1:30? Why are they not being protected at 1:30? Another one came in about 6 o'clock. Our children are being kidnapped. So what if God tell you, look, I want you to go to the corner 2 blocks from your house, and I want you to stand there, and I want you to pray in your city for all the children that they would not be kidnapped? That's outside the box. You say, but Lord, I got to cook. I'm hungry. He said, I want you to step outside the box. I don't want you to do things as usual. Now, Solomon was teaching his son outside the box. But God said, no. I want you to do things outside the box. I want you to gather clothes for children. Start gathering. Even if you have to go to sales on Saturday, where people got clothes out. And even if you go to places where they give things away for children, collect clothes for children. And then I want you to go down on where the homeless avenue, and I want you to give several people. I'll point them out to you. I want you to give the homeless people clothes for their children. What if he tell you something that's outside the box? You say, Lord, I'm used to being comfortable now. I'm used to going sitting in the pew for for 2 hours, and then I go home. Now you telling me I got to go somewhere? I'm going to be uncomfortable? What if he tell you to go outside the box? Yeah, outside the box. You're not comfortable. Places where you're not comfortable. And I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. And you go like, well, Lord, I want to be used of you, but I wasn't talking like that. The word of God, the subject today, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. This is a part of his commandments. Sometimes we think inside the box. God is trying to enlarge our territory, enlarge our thinking. He don't want us to think like we used to. And don't you know that there are benefits? There are benefits when you think outside the box. There are benefits to serving the Most High God. There are many, many benefits. He said, listen, I want to teach you something that you may not know. You may not know these things, but I need to teach you some things. I'm teaching you some things that's outside the box. So he said, okay, I want to teach you many things, but you got to have the mind to receive the things that I'm teaching you. You got to know what it is I'm teaching you. He said, kingdom. This is kingdom. Kingdom means the spiritual reign or authority of God. Religion is a particular system and worship. God canceled religion when Jesus came to the earth. He canceled religion. He canceled traditions of man, and he thought outside the box. Now, when the disciples were fishing, and they had exhausted. They were exhausted. They didn't cast the net here, there, and everywhere, and they'd have been there for hours. But Jesus said, cast your net on the other side. Well, Jesus, we already did that. See, they wasn't thinking out the box until they met Jesus, and he was going about doing good. So he said, okay, they cast the net. They got so many fish, they didn't know what to do. And don't you remember? When the people, you know, it was 5,000 men, women, and children. and then they came to Jesus and said, we've been here a long time. They're hungry. And he said, only one little boy have food. And Jesus said, okay, bring me. He only got 2 fish and 5 barley loaves of bread. He said, Jesus said, bring it to me. And he looked and prayed to the Father. And guess what? They had so much food, they had 12 baskets left over. That's outside the box. That's what Jesus is teaching us. He's teaching us to step outside the box. Religion and kingdom thinking clashes. Religion and kingdom thinking clashes. Kingdom focuses on manifesting God in the earth. Religion focuses on applying the traditions inside the church building. In the kingdom, individuals transforms from within religion. The focus is on observing rituals. In kingdom, all believers are released to work in the ministry. All believers are released to work in the ministry. In religion, only professional clergy and those who release are allowed to minister. You know, you visit different churches and you'll see everything's different. Kingdom is the spirit. In kingdom, the spirit is poured out on all flesh, not just on the leaders. In religion, the spirit only moves during the church service. Religion and kingdom thinking is completely different. It clashes. Religion and kingdom thinking clashes. Kingdom is outside the box. Jesus thought outside the box. He wasn't traditional. He came. He said, I came to bring you a new way. I came to teach you a new way of thinking. But you know, people, like I told you, sometimes people, when things happen outside the box, people get upset. No, Jesus, They called him a demon. They called him a devil because he wasn't doing things like they were used to doing. He said, I come to bring you a new way. So they got upset. So don't get upset if Jesus is teaching you a new way. Accept the way Jesus is leading you. If he tell you, I want you to pray and I want you to fast today from 12 to 12, do what he said. Don't say, oh, God, I'm hungry. I ain't ate since midnight. Well, I didn't eat since yesterday at noon. That's okay. He's going to feed you the word. And you may be hungry. Your stomach may be used to it, but how many times have you missed a meal? Matthew 7:12 says, always do for other people everything you want them to do for you. Treat others the way you want to be treated. 21:22, Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how often do I have to forgive a person who wronged me? Seven times? Jesus said, I tell you, not just seven times, but 70 times seven. Matthew 5:20, I can guarantee you that unless you live a life that has God's approval and do it more faithfully than scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew 5:3, blessed when you are at the end of your rope with less of you than there was before. I'm sorry. You are blessed when you're at the end of your rope with less of you than there was, than there is, and more of God in his rule. You know, when we die to ourselves, it's less of us, and we're able to obey God more. When we die to ourselves, we say, God, I'm willing to do what you want me to do. Even if it don't sound like something I believe or something that I've done before, I'm willing. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what you is most dear to you. Only then can you embrace one more most dear to you. You are blessed when you are content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. Are you? You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He is the food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care at the most of being careful. I'm sorry, please forgive me. You're blessed when you care at the moment of being careful. You find yourself cared for. You're blessed when you get that you're inside the world, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, you can count yourself blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit you. What it means is that the truth is closer. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort, and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer, even though you don't like it, even though you don't like it, and all heaven applauds. And you know that you are good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten in this kind of trouble. So I'm going to unmute the lines. We can respond to the message. That's our message for today. You know, God is calling us outside the box. You know, things are happening so fast in the world until we don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to have to be able to move at a split second. You know, the storm come, you got to be ready to move. the storms of life. Okay, I unmuted all those things. And somebody have a radio or TV on. Can you cut it off, please? I'm waiting for somebody to cut off their TV or whatever in the background. I appreciate it. All right. Now, I have everybody off mute. So if you're doing something in the background, would you please turn it off or put yourself on mute? Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So let's respond to the message. Is God calling you to step out the box in any way? All lines are unmuted. State your name. Respond and make it brief. Is God calling you? My name is Sister G, and God's calling me to step out the box in that way or this way or whatever it is. Or maybe he's not calling you to step out the box yet. I still got that sound in my okay, go ahead.
Teresa, this is Sister Zenat, and I do feel that God is calling me to step out of the box and not be afraid of financial issues. So I thank you for your message, and I'm not going to be afraid.
Amen. Thank you.
Your talk today was like confirmation that I have to trust God and not worry about me.
All right.
You know, God can,
Bill
God
got
can
that
do
Bill noise is backwards. Okay. All right. I think I flicked it off this time. Okay. Thank you so much, Zenat. Anybody else? Outside the box. Is God calling you outside the box? Step outside the box. State your name. Or any way you want to respond to the message, you're welcome to do it for a few minutes.
Do it for
a few
minutes.
I'm sorry, were you saying something to me? I don't get it. All right. Anybody? All right. Well, we're going to move right along. Okay. So I'm going to ask you some questions, things that we have studied before. We're just doing a biblical check, a check about how much we remember and how much we paid attention. So I want to know, how many books are there in the whole Bible? Who could tell me? State your name and tell me. You're having trouble coming through? Tell me again. Hello?
Sister Marion, can you
All
hear
right.
me?
Yes, I can now.
There are 66 books in the Bible.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, who can tell me? How many books are in the Old Testament? State your name and tell me.
Sister Marion, 39.
Okay. All right, you're correct. All right, anybody else? Okay, the next question. I'm sorry, I was trying to do something on the computer, get that noise straightened out. Okay, how many books of law are there? Who could tell me? How many books of law are there? State your name and tell me. Somebody, anybody. How many books of law are there?
There you need. I think it's five. I believe it's five books of the law.
You're correct. 5 books of law. Thank you. All right, so who could tell me? How many books of history are there? Thank you, Gordon. How many books of history are there? State your name and tell me. How many books of history? This is review. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you. We'll move along. How many books of poetry are there? So look them up. How many books of poetry are there? State your name and tell me. Even if you have to guess. Come on, I'm going to give you an answer to guess. If you guess it wrong. Guess it right. Great. How many books of poetry? My name is blah, 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 and tell me how many.
Seven. My name is Zenith. I think there's 7 books of poetry.
All right. You're close. There's 5 books of poetry. 5 books of poetry. Good job. All right. Who could tell me? How many books are there of major prophets? How many books of major prophets? State your name and tell me. Even if
Lord,
you guess, it's okay. Go ahead.
Prophets.
Okay.
Oh. Somebody's hearing me.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, major
How many
prophets?
Major prophets are there?
Okay, major prophets, we have 4, and sometimes they say 5. But it's really 4.
All right,
major
5
prophets.
Major prophets. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. You're correct on both counts, 4 or 5, because one of them is not a prophet, but one of the books of the Bible. Thank you. All right, how many minor prophets, books of the minor prophets? State your name and tell us. Come on, you could guess. I'm going to give you the answer if you guess it wrong.
Sister Marion, is it
Hello?
4?
All
Sister
right.
Marion.
It is 12.
Is it 4?
12 major prophets. 12 major prophets. All right, there are 12 major prophets. All right, what are the gospels? Who could tell me what are the gospels? Name them. Name the gospels.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
All right. Thank you, Zenette. State your name. Okay. How many books are in the New Testament? Good job, Zenette. How many books are in the New Testament?
Sister Marion, 27.
Very good. Excellent. Good job. All right. There's one book in the New Testament that's called the book of history. It's in the New Testament. One book. What's it called? One book called the book of history in the New Testament. What is it? It gives the history.
It's Tulana, Sister G. It's Acts.
Okay, the book of Acts. Thank you, Tulana. All right, you guys, you got a refreshing. Do yourself a little refresher. Look up. Look up the books of the Bible and how they're divided up. All right. So this is scripture search. From the Gospels, the book of the Gospels, this scripture says, so get your info ready, and it says, and the second is like, namely this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Where is that found? Where is that found? And read it. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is another greater than these commandments. Where is that found? Okay, if you talk to yourself, I think you're talking to me. So what are you saying?
I know, glory to thee, but I have to find the scripture, but it's in the book of Matthew.
Okay, but I don't want you to tell me that part. I only want you to tell me where it's found. Give me the book, chapter, and verse. Don't get no clues and no hints. Just give me the book, chapter, and verse. Come on, y'all. And the second is like this. State your name and give me the answer. On your iPad, on your cell phone, some kind of way, put it in, program it in. From the Gospels, this scripture says, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. This is one that's out the box, y'all. This scripture's out the box. Come on. Come on, y'all. Search it out. Just type in, and the second is like this, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Just type in, love thy neighbor as thyself, and the scripture's going to come up.
Sister G.
Yes?
It's Sister Bella. It's Luke,
okay.
Matthew 22:39.
All right, read it. Read it.
Okay. Okay, 1 second. I got to get back to it. Oh, shoot. One more thing. Hold on. I'm sorry, but I had it and I lost it.
Take your time.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Find it.
And it says, this is Matthew. The first great, it says, this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
All right. Okay, that's one place that's found, Matthew 22:39. Anybody else finding another place? Thank you, Sister.
Yes,
that's good.
Zenot, Mark 12:31.
All right. Read it, that's it.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
That's the exact one. Good job. Yeah, there's in the Gospels, they repeated each other because they saw the same thing going on, and they each reported it differently. So you may find
yeah.
the scripture in other places. But the exact one is found Mark 12:31. All right? So keep moving. Let's see. Find, listen to me. Listen carefully. This one is a little different. Find and read two scriptures on honoring parents in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. One in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. So type in honoring parents. Give me one scripture in the New Testament, one scripture in the Old Testament. One on honoring parents. Honoring parents. Two scriptures. One in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament.
How about Exodus 20:12? This is Zenot. It
correct.
Says,
read
honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land of in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
Excellent. All right. You got a New Testament one? Anybody? New Testament. That's the Old Testament on honoring your parents. What's the next one?
Ephesians 6:1-3.
All right, just give me the specific one on honoring your parents. You're close, but give me a specific one on honor.
Okay. How about Ephesians 6:2? It says, honor thy father
and
mother.
That's it. Read it.
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Excellent. You guys did great. Thank you, Zenat. All right. Here's the next question. From the epistles, this scripture says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That's from the book of the epistles. You got to know what the epistles are. fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Where is that? Fulfill ye my joy, to be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. State your name and read it. Tell me where it is. Book, chapter, verse. Vivian, you sleeping on us? Where are you, Vivian?
It's in Philippians 2 and 2.
All right. Who's this?
It's Bella. Sister Bella.
Okay.
Read
it.
Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Excellent. Good job. You got two more. All right, good job. From the book, from the epistle, this scripture says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Epistle, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Where is that? Book, chapter, verse. Don't forget to state your name.
Hi, Sister G.
Sister Marion. Hello?
Okay,
can you hear me?
Wait, hold up. Hold on. Talana?
He can go ahead. Thanks,
Talana. Okay,
yes,
go ahead, Marion.
It's in Philippians 3 and 14. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Do all things without murmuring and disputing.
All right. I must have wrote it down wrong. I wrote 2 and 14.
Yeah,
I wrote Philippians 3 and
2. No,
it's 2 and 14. 2 and 14.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you. The last one in this area. From the book of prophecy, this scripture says, you got to know what the book of prophecy is. I'll give you a clue. It's in the New Testament. And he hath on his vesture and on this thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Where is that found? And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right, go ahead, Talana.
It's found in Revelation, the 19th chapter, the 16th verse. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
All right. Y'all did awesome. I'm so proud of you all. You did a good job. Now, it's homework time. Homework time. Oh, let's see. Sister Mary, you're first. You got Proverbs 4, 1 through 10. Proverbs chapter 4, 1 through 10. Give a brief summary.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, and Proverbs chapter 4, 1 through 10, it's basically telling, Solomon is basically telling the children of God that they will receive instruction of the Father and to attend to knowing understanding. He will give them good doctrine and forsake it not. He will also teach them to let thine heart retain his words, keep his commandments and live, and to get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of his mouth. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting and get understanding. And it says, hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. That's it. It was 1 through 10.
Okay. All right. Proverbs 4, 1 through 10. Okay. The next question, let's see. Hold on. Okay, we're going to have to skip. But I want to know, does someone want to do this one for me? The two people that were going to do it, or the three people, are not here. So if somebody will volunteer, Proverbs 4:11 through 37. Proverbs. I just need a brief summary. I don't need you to read the scriptures. Just tell me basically what it's about. Because remember, our homework was to read it every day, read these scriptures every day. So if you could just briefly tell us what these scriptures are talking about, all right? Just summarize it. So right now I'm going to go to Talana. Somebody think about it and do those scriptures for me. Talana, Proverbs 5:1-12.
Mine was basically about Solomon telling his son to continue to use wisdom and discretion in reference to, they called it an adulterous woman. One translation did. Another one called it a loose woman. Another one called it some other type of woman. But he was trying to tell him to use his wisdom and discretion and not go towards that that neighborhood, is like what he called it, I believe. He said that when he does, she has smooth talk and she can, I guess, lure him in, being seductive in her words, but it can cause him to be broke and it can cause him to end up with death, in so many words.
All right. Very good. I love the way you did that. Okay, so also, now he's talking about a strange woman, but on the flip side of that, we got to be alert about strange men as well. So women have to be on the lookout for a strange man, because that'll lead you to hell as well. So, all right, we got to get everything that he's telling us about. So we got Proverbs, Vivian, Proverbs 5:13-23. All right, I don't know what's going on, but I can't hear you. Okay, did anybody want to do Proverbs 4:11-37 for us? Anybody? Somebody? Everybody?
Sister Marion.
Okay.
Okay, those scriptures are basically saying the same. It's 11. You said 11 through 27?
37.
27. It only goes to 27.
I apologize.
Okay, it's basically...
It's 27. I apologize. Uh-huh.
Okay, it's basically saying that they have taught thee the way of wisdom and the way to go down the right path, and they should continue to take the straight path and not to waver in any way, to hold fast to the instructions that they were given, to enter not into the path of the wicked, to avoid it and pass by it, and they shall not eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, and they should continue the straight way and not the wicked, and attend to the words and incline that ear to hear what he says, and depart from thine, keep them in the midst of thine heart, and say, keep thy heart with all diligence, put away the forward mouth and perverse lips, to let the eyes look right on, and thy eyelids shall be straight before them. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor the left, to remove thy foot from evil. And that was 11 through 27.
All right. So basically, he's saying get an understanding and avoid evil. So when you're summarizing, you tell what the main thing is, the main thought, is he's saying get an understanding about the things that I'm telling you and avoid evil at all costs. So that's mainly what he's saying. We know all we know that the scripture says do this and do that, but what's the main thing he's talking about? The main thing, he said, get an understanding and avoid evil. So then he breaks it down and tell you how to do it. But when you summarize, I want you to tell us the main thing that it's about. All right, so the main thing, get an understanding and avoid evil. And then he breaks it down and tell you how to do those things. All right? Okay. Vivian, are you on?
Well, I just ignored it.
All right, we got some noise still in the background here. Okay, so Vivian is not on today. She's got her number on here, but she may be on doing something else. So don't worry about it. Proverbs chapter 5. Vivian? Vivian, try another phone.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Say what, Sister G?
Are you someplace else? Do you have a lot going on in the background?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to come back. I thought I had you on. I had it on mute. Trying to get
okay.
rid of this person.
So, I got you. So listen.
Yeah.
Can you
but
do
now
the
I'm
homework
back.
Summary today? Okay, go ahead.
I'm ready.
Can you do the homework? Go ahead.
All right, get my homework. Let me do it. That was Exodus?
No. Proverbs.
No. Proverbs. Okay. Proverbs. Go back over here. Okay. Proverb what now?
Okay, did you do your homework?
Yes, ma'am, but I done put it in between something else that I was doing this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Give my
so
scripture.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't
let
worry
me let
about
my garage
it.
Go down. Let me let my garage go down. Cause
all right. We got to move
I had
on.
Guessed.
We need to move on.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right. We need to move on. So you can
okay.
do it next week, okay? All right. So so here's the thing. If you can't do the homework, let me know like a day or two ahead of time so I could do it or we could get somebody else to do it, okay? That'll help me a lot, all right? And if something comes up in the middle of you being on, just text me or say, you know, you can't be on, whatever. Okay, I understand. Because things come up. I'm telling you, things come up. So here's what we're going to be doing. Scripture memory. We're going to be doing scripture memory in the future. So I'm going to send you homework for scripture memory as well. So I'll give you the scripture for the week, and you'll do your homework and the scripture memory. So for next week, the 16th through the 23rd, this is the scripture. Now, these scriptures are very, very simple, but I'll text it to you. We're going to be doing. So look in your Bible, Proverbs chapter 1, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. So just turn there for a minute. All right, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. Would someone like to read it for me? Just state your name and read it.
Sister Marion.
Okay.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. So that's what We're going to memorize that for next week, okay? But I'll text it to you so you'll remember. All right, so now, does anybody have any questions about anything so far? Any questions, any comments? State your name and state a question, comment. All right. It's prayer time. Prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. So we're going to thank God for baby Chloe coming right along. Last time I heard from her mom, she's recuperating from the surgery. She's getting stronger. So just continually keep her in your prayers. Thank God that she's healed by stripes. So, you know, the Bible says that, you know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we're speaking that she's healed from the inside out. And Sister Bella, are you available to pray?
Yes.
Can you pray and thank God for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere?
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you to pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere, Lord. Lord, we thank you for their life, Lord. We thank you for allowing them to enter into this earth, Lord. For you know the thoughts you think towards them are good and not of evil, to give them a hope in the future, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, O God, where they're weak, and build them up where they're torn down, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to watch over those who are caring for them, O God, in the name of Jesus, the doctors and their parents, O God. Continue to give them the nutrition that they need, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to just keep them strong and safe, O God. And, Lord, we just thank you for their life. We know that you have a mighty work for them to do, Lord. So we thank you that they're growing stronger and stronger every day. And we thank you for their parents caring for them, loving them, O God. And we thank you for the doctors, oh God, giving them the proper medications, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to watch over them and keep them, Lord, for we know you love the little children, Lord. So we present them to you, oh God, and we ask and we come in agreement, oh God, that they are healed, oh God. For you say by the stripes they are healed. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Bella. Lana, families in Ukraine and in Russia as well.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you and come in agreement with the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous concerning the incident, war, turmoil, Lord God, that's going on in Ukraine and Russia, praying, Father, that the enemy is defeated in every situation concerning this ordeal, praying, Father, and coming in agreement with the saints that, Lord God, those innocent people, Lord God, that are to be protected are protected from all hurt, harm, and danger, asking, Lord, that you even release your angels to work on their behalf, Lord God, that you release angels to work on behalf of the innocent little children, God, those, Lord God, that are scared, Lord God, and fearful, Father. And even, Daddy, I'm asking that you would just bring an end to it sooner than later. I'm asking, Lord God, that you would settle the case, Lord God, and let the enemy know that every Goliath that's raising his head, they are a defeated foe in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Every Herod that's operating behind the scenes in that situation, Lord God, we call their kingdom to be tumbled down even now in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, every spirit that wants to operate through Leviathan or through Janus or Jambri, bringing about anything in that situation, we nullify their deceptive devices, Lord God. We nullify their armor, Lord God. And we decree and declare, Lord God, that those that you are victorious in every situation concerning this, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Father, we agree with your plan, and we're so grateful, Father God, for Wednesday midweek Bible study. We are grateful for each and every person who come in, who came on today to listen, to participate. I lift up Zenat, my friend. We've been friends over 30 years, Lord God. I thank you for our friendship. I thank you for what you're doing in her life, even as she, I believe, is in New Orleans at this time. I thank you for protection, guidance, direction. I thank you for her family, Lord, particularly her children, Lord, because I believe one of them live in another country right now. Protect them from seen and unseen dangers, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you that you're protecting all of us from the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, keep her and her family under the shadow of your almighty wings. I thank you for Talana, my spiritual daughter, my sister in the Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Bless her like never before. Continually walk with her, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. And, Lord, even as she go about her day, I thank you that she will keep her mind stayed on you. Bless her children, her grandchildren, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for her grandparents, their strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even as they are aged people, Father. I thank you for protection, guidance. I thank you for keeping them. You said even when we are old and gray, you will not forsake us. So I thank you that you will never forsake them nor leave them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Marion, Lord God, and all that you're doing in her life. Bless her entire family. I thank you for healing virtue going through our digestive system in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for hearing her prayers, even her inner prayers in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the word of God dwelling in her richly, Lord. Bless her family far and near in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Glory Dean, my sister in the Lord, who we've been friends almost 40 years, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Bless her like never before. Continually walk with her, talk with her, be her healer, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you that we are speaking life over our bodies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, for this mighty woman of God, a vessel of honor. May her children rise up and call her blessed in the name of her grandchildren, her great-grand, and those to be born in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Brother Brian, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in his life, the life of his family, Father, his grandmother. We lift her up before you, Father. I thank you for her healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the job that he does on a daily basis, oh God. Give him more wisdom, more knowledge, understanding, oh God, how to accomplish what you want him to accomplish to every day, Lord God. I thank you for the ministry, oh God, where he speaks to people on the podcast, oh God, about wisdom, about knowledge and understanding, the messages you give him. May he continually grow by leaps and bounds in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Bella, my daughter, my sister in the Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her, in her husband, her mom, her children, oh God. Bless her mom like never before. Heal her mom. We call forth healing, 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 restoration, restoration in Jesus' name. We call forth everything that she needs for life and godliness in Jesus' name. I thank you for everything she's concerned about, concerns you. We're leaving it at your feet. I thank you for my sister Vivian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the mighty woman of God, who wrote a book called Why Not a Woman. I thank you for, even if it's the second book, oh God, volume 2, I thank you that she'll begin to write. She'll begin to focus and write more in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless and honor you. And we thank you that you are the Most High God. You are Abba Father, which art in heaven. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. We honor your presence. We give you glory as our King. Hallelujah. Soon to come. Oh, Father, we are thanking you for all you're doing for all of our families all over the world. You're doing amazing things, and we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all. Talk to you all soon. All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you too.